This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fanelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. I think you just heard the news at the top of the hour where the administration wants to ban semi-automatic weapons. And just as a exclamation point, class, my research tells me that 85% of all handguns manufactured so far are semi-automatic. The first semi-automatic pistol to gain commercial success was manufactured by Steyr in 1892. That means that semi-automatic pistols have been around for 130 years. If you look at what the police use, I think the only time they use non-semi-automatic rifles and pistols is for their snipers who want to kill somebody from a distance. In those cases, they use bolt-action rifles most of the time. So the police, the military, they are predominantly using semi-automatic rifles and pistols. And Joe and company don't want you to have them. So if you look at the IRS weaponizing, are they going to use single shot? I don't think so. I think they're going to use semi-automatic pistols. What that means is you squeeze the trigger and it goes bang, and you squeeze the trigger again and it goes bang. So it auto-loads for the next shot. So you keep squeezing the trigger until you run out of cartridges. Rich Eben, back to you.
Thank you, Vince. All right, folks, I got a lot of published articles in the public domain, basically, to show today's theme is basically I want you to look at how stupid they think we are. When I say they, the powers that be, the World Economic Forum, the world's elite. So next article here, this is another climate change article, came out last month. NASA admits that climate change occurs because of changes in Earth's solar orbit and not because of SUVs and fossil fuels. So for more than 60 years, I'm basically going through excerpts on this article. The National Aeronautics and Space Administration, NASA, has known that the changes occurring to the planet weather patterns are completely natural and normal. But the space agency, for whatever reason, chose to let man-made global warming hoax persist and spread to the detriment of human freedom. And I'm reading from this, basically. So what this is basically saying is that the Earth's climate has always been changing and is in constant state of flux due to no fault of our own as human beings. And the summary, I want to read a little quick summary here. Basically says the biggest factor influencing weather and climate patterns on Earth is the sun, period. Depending on the Earth's position to the sun at a given time, climate conditions are going to vary dramatically and even create drastic abnormalities that defy everything that human beings thought they knew about the whole Earth and how the Earth worked. But rather embrace this truth, today's climate scientists, and they use the term scientists in quotes, very interesting, joined by leftist politicians and a complicit mainstream media, insist that not using reusable grocery bags at the supermarket and not having an electric vehicle are destroying the planet so quickly that we absolutely must implement global climate taxes as the solution. The climate change debate is not about science. It's an effort to impose political and economic controls on the population by the elite. And it's another way to divide the population against itself, with some who believe in man-made global warming and some who don't. Example, divide and conquer. So, folks, this is really important to realize. I have another article here. It's out of Breitbart this morning, Breitbart Business Digest. Deep divides. Only 38% of Biden voters say we're in a recession versus 82% of Trump voters. So basically, they're letting the manufactured perception of ideology change their answer. Because every baby in the forest knows that GDP downswings of two quarters in a row is a recession. Every baby knows this. Okay, so is it because people are convinced that they got to follow the ideology and the script of what their so-called group tells them to do? Or are they so uneducated and unread that they don't know we're in a recession? I'll let you decide. Okay, going back to more published articles in the public domain. Bombshell emails reveal Biden's DHS, Department of Homeland Security, still knowingly released COVID-positive border crossers into the U.S. Look, it doesn't matter what disease they have. It's going to damage the U.S. It doesn't matter how many people come in, because they're going to take food, they're going to take jobs, there's going to be cost shifting from everything from education to healthcare to insurance, the whole works. I've gone over all that in great specificity and detail. Next article. Basically, it's a gun buyback program run by the city of Miami. Guess where the guns are going, folks? Guess. Ukraine. This is how dumb they think you are, folks. Look, they never let a crisis go to waste. And they take those resources and put them towards their cause, no matter what the cost. Next, World Economic Forum proposes sound waves for mind control in 2018. Oh, and by the way, they deleted the page. Is that because the independent media was talking about the Nazi program MKUltra that DARPA used for ideological conformity? The psyops, the manipulation, the technology, the frequencies, the electromagnetic radiation. Remember, we've talked about all this. Remember that? That's what's happening, people. Welcome to America. So what I'm going to do here, folks, I'm already deleting articles because of time. I am going to stick to my theme. I really, really want to mention a lot of healthcare. And I just want to, I'm going to go through articles a little quicker here with a little less comment, because I still want people to wake up to what's going on. This is, we are letting genocide and eugenics and murder be programmed as normal. And we have to wake up to what's going on. Okay, so I'm going to stick to this. I think I'm going to go to healthcare next, and then to economy, and then go to all my articles are on the theme of how stupid they think we are. Man who thinks candy is healthier than meat to advise White House on health and nutrition. You can't even make this stuff up. Washington Post claims that Trump stole the nuclear secret so he could build his own bomb. This is how stupid they think we are, people. The Navy is offering up to $65,000 to pay off student loans as recruits, as enlistment figures continue to decline. So basically, they're bribing people. Instead of getting the young, the strong, the most fit, the most qualified, the highest standards, they're buying people off to join the military. Unbelievable. CBS Morning blames climate change for the increased number of fat kids. Did you hear all the articles over the years I've given of the climate change hoaxes that they've been throwing at you, mind control, for decades? Next, Israel wants to halt rabies vaccine for animals, but just after 10 adverse events, but they won't stop the COVID vaccines for humans. Did you see the latest death tolls on the charts in Israel? This is literally murder, folks. There's just no way to say it. No other way to say it. California, kindergarten through 12 reading list includes books about transgender toddlers and how Trump and the founding fathers are racist. This is how dumb they think you are. Next, Biden Inflation Act promises tax credit worth up to $7,500 for new electric vehicles. Guess what? Manufacturers are raising prices at least that amount. This is how dumb they think you are. In New York City, to give 6,000 luxury hotel rooms to border crossers while rents skyrocket. So basically, if you're poor or middle class, you're being kicked out of society while America is being put last and other countries are being put first. They're quietly slipping bugs into our food. I could have given 50 articles about this, whether it be cricket powder, the whole works. You have to understand this is very dangerous. This is not nutrition. There's a lot of consequences and side effects on this. Next, when a cop shoots someone, Democrats blame the cop. But when criminals shoot innocent people, it's the gun's fault. I want you to think about how often they sell that narrative. California school principal calls police on 4-year-old child for not wearing a mask. Unbelievable. 4 years old. City in China orders fish swabs for COVID. Let me say that again, because just in case somebody choked on their morning coffee. City in China orders fish to be swabbed for COVID. And it's not just fish. It's a lot of other animals too, folks. The unvaxxed cannot serve our country in the military, but if you're HIV positive, you can. Are you hearing this, people? Are you hearing this? Next, 20 million Americans behind on electric bills, facing electric being shut down. Think about the pressure on insurance, on food, on jobs. 5 million illegal, unvetted immigrants, mostly military-aged men, have come over the border just through Joe Biden. 40% of business owners, I'm reading, can't even pay their rent, can't pay their power bills. And ordinary renters are the same way. They can't afford food. You know what they're doing, folks? Let me tell you what that means. They're recruiting brown shirts. Recruiting. You get people poor enough, broke enough, lose everything, can't get food. That's how you get brown shirts and mercenaries, folks. This is very, very dangerous. You have to be aware of this. Next, California admits electric grid will never be able to charge electric vehicles. It's on paper. They admitted it. Bank of Australia, to stop approving loans for new fossil fuel trucks, will only handle car loans for electric vehicles. Folks, there's not going to be enough power for the world, I'm telling you right now. And countries like China and India don't even have to adhere to these rules. Next, electric cars' biggest scam, $30,000 for battery replacement. Have you seen the cost of batteries going up, folks? It's because we don't manufacture anymore. We have to get these minerals from places like China.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich, very quickly, you're talking about Miami, Florida's gun buyback program. And the idea is to turn in your guns to help the fight against Russia, to help fund and help give weapons to Ukraine. Think about this, class. Miami is telling you that you need to give up your guns so that Ukraine can defend itself. What about you defending yourself? How about that? Rich, back to you.
Yeah, thank you, Vince. And thank you for always allowing me to exercise our First Amendment right that so many people fought, bled, and died for. Okay, next article here, folks. AOC basically says people who oppose the massive debt transfer is selfish. And she's talking about the student loan crisis. Basically, this is a coincidence that it's basically 2 months before the midterm elections. It's bribing votes. It's subsidizing irresponsibility. It's cost shifting. It's reducing value of education. Look, people who didn't go to college, even people who went to college, who paid off their loans like we did, and think about the people who made a choice not to go, and they have to pay for other people's loans. This is very inflationary, folks. Look, when I went to college, we didn't care about grades because half the time we couldn't show up for class because we were working under-the-table jobs just to get that stupid diploma. Even Nancy Pelosi said in a speech not that long ago that the president cannot legally forgive student loans. It's buying votes. Congress must do this. See, everything that's being done right now is unconstitutional and even treasonous. I don't say these words lightly. All right, moving on here. 800 adults at night, per night, are passing through the southern border, mostly in military-age men. What do you think they're setting this up for, folks? Really? People are not that dumb. They're making us weak in every aspect for a reason. It's a takeover and takedown. Belgium Prime Minister warns the next 5 to 10 winters will be very difficult as energy crisis worsens. Folks, this is a basically elite agenda across the world, especially the Western world. It's not an energy crisis. Joe Biden shut down pipeline. He shut down drilling. He shut down leases. This is all planned by design. This isn't some crisis that just occurred. Next, IRS hiring spree is the biggest expansion of the police state in American history. Police state. Everybody knows what this is about. The American people are not that stupid. And now former American Express employee has sued the credit card giant for firing him due to his being a white person. Let me know how it works out, buddy. They told me I didn't have enough group self-pity points or victim group status to sue. Next, I'm gonna stop here, folks, with that. I have other general news in the same category of look how stupid they think we are, but I really want to hit healthcare here because look, I know most people have woken up. I know most people aren't taking the jab anymore, but I've mentioned some of the brainwashing tactics that they're going to use to create more fear to get you to do it. So here we go. I'm just going to go quick. Most vaccinated European nation, Portugal, now has the highest death rate. Do you hear the association, people? I've been doing this for 2 years. Most vaccinated, highest death rate. You copy? Next, Britain is now paying damage awards to vaccine victims. How come this isn't hitting the mainstream media, folks? That's how dumb they think you are. And there's aerosolized vaccines being developed that can be sprayed on human cities for automatic depopulation. People, if you don't start waking up and speaking up and doing something, being proactive, action, if you don't start doing it, then everything is lost. Look at your kids, look at your grandkids, look at the work that you've done, everything's gone. Do you understand? Next, Dan Bongino reveals why he's getting COVID vaccinated, the greatest regret of my life. 3 in 10 children are experiencing heart complications. This is a Thai study after getting vaccinated. 3 in 10 children. These are published articles in the public domain. Biden administration has been paying the mainstream media to push COVID vaccines that are killing and injuring millions.
With the IRS, he owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Pakistan's planning minister says early estimates show the devastating floods that hit the country have caused the equivalent of at least $10 billion of damage. Pakistan's government also reported one-third of the South Asian nation has been submerged underwater. Pakistan received $1.1 billion bailout from the International Monetary Fund. ExxonMobil has notified Russian officials it will sue the government unless Moscow allows the company to exit a major oil and gas project it has been working on for decades. A Kremlin decree banning certain transactions through the end of the year has blocked Exxon since early August from transferring ownership and selling its 30% stake in Russia's Far East. NASA's scrubbed Artemis 1 moon launch may try again on Friday. We are USA Radio News.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
After a time of worry for dog owners, many were relieved that the mysterious canine illness identified in northern Michigan was confirmed to be parvovirus, a serious illness for which there is a vaccine. Carrie Beer, an emergency and critical care specialist in Bloomfield Hills, said as long as your dog is up to date on routine care and vaccinations, they likely will be fine. Between the push to defund the police and soft-on-crime DAs in California, the perfect storm of lawlessness continues. A 13-year-old was shot by another student at a middle school in Oakland, California, Monday. Oakland Police Chief Armstrong on the rise in violence.
Nobody is immune from this level of gun violence. It's going to take all of our efforts to reduce gun violence in Oakland. Some people are arguing that it's a resource issue or that it is a police department issue. This is a people issue. There are people in our community who are picking up guns and shooting people. There is no excuse. There is no finger to point at. It's not the police department. It is people in our community who have become unable to solve conflict without using firearms. And that's sad because it's leaving so much trauma in this community.
It's been 200 years in the making. Today is National Frankenstein Day. 200 years since the story was first written. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
This can be slight and
what are today's hot
last day?
God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Rich Evans was Rich. I just want to take a few seconds to say thank you for the about 11 years that you've been on the air with us. Not that you're going anywhere, it's just that you're going to prepare for the winter, and you'll be back when you're done with that. But I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. You're always on time. You've never not been here. You're always prepared. You always call me. You talk to me. You let me know what's on your mind, and you're a wonderful friend, and for that I'm very thankful.
Well, I get you, buddy. And again, this is my duty and obligation as an American to do this. You know, none of us do this for money. We don't do it for fame or infamy, you know, or recognition or some type of an award. This is our duty as an American in this very corrupt time. And, you know, everybody needs to to do something. You know, whether you write a book on how we're being distracted, dumbed down, divided and conquered, and you give ideas and solutions on how to proceed. And, you know, it's we're living in a very, very evil, corrupt time. And this is why I give a lot of these articles. So, folks, I got less than half an hour left. I'm going to rip out some more on healthcare, and then I'm going to go into some more general news. I don't know if you heard the last article. These are all published articles in the public domain. Me and Vince do not make this stuff up. Biden administration has been paying the mainstream media to push COVID vaccines that are killing and injuring millions. So should the mainstream media be arrested and tried for Nuremberg violations? For murder? I'm asking you. Democrat D.C. Mayor Bowser announces unvaccinated students will be denied an education. Should she be arrested for murder? I'm just asking. Scientists discover that all COVID vaccines, without exception, contain mysterious metallic toxins. We've talked about all of this stuff, the self-assembling nanotechnology. This is very dangerous, folks. Deadly COVID vaccines, lots shipped to red states on purpose. Shocking 196% excess mortality recorded in Florida and Georgia. Are you hearing this, people? Attack from within. COVID vaccines reprogram the immune system to destroy vital organs. Did you hear the word destroy in that bullet point? Clean food fraud. Whole Foods sued for claiming its beef has no antibiotics. Lab testing proves otherwise. Folks, we've given many, many articles on so-called organic companies claiming they are not GMO or don't have hormones, steroids, or antibiotics or pesticides here or nanotechnology there, and they've basically been found out. This is why you have to raise food. This is why you have to harvest food, whether you grow a garden, whether you hunt, whether you fish. If you want clean food, if you want nutrition, and when you basically order something from a restaurant and it looks like a pretty vegetable, it doesn't mean it's nutritious because it's pretty. The nutrition comes from the soil, and you don't know what pesticides were put on it. You don't know. The only way to know is to do it yourself. And even then, you have, you know, glyphosate coming from the rain. There's always issues. But you're going to have the best chance of the most nutritious, clean food if you take care of it yourself. That's why I use the term harvest, okay, because it's broad spectrum. Next, CDC finally admits most cases of monkeypox have been associated with sexual contact. Says risk of monkeypox in U.S. is very low. Look, they've pushed vax mandates. They've pushed lockdowns. They threw all this stuff against the wall to see what sticks to create fear porn to try to get more restrictions and push more tyranny. And the independent media has stepped up with facts, and now even the CDC is admitting it. Don't listen to people who call themselves experts or official authorities. That's usually a litmus test for fraud. Next, 30 young Canadian doctors killed by vaccine. Next, two runners collapsed and died during a marathon. 74 taken to hospital with chest pains. Gee, what do you think that is? Next, SCOTUS Justice Sotomayor declines to block New York City COVID-19 vaccine mandate. My question to you, should she be arrested for murder? All right, I'm already deleting a bunch, but there's an article here. It's by Matt Goetz of Florida. His quote is, every element of our government is weaponized against us. And I'm going to rattle through, because of time, some examples of how stupid they think you are. Remember what Matt Goetz just said. U.S. Patent Office denies trademark of Truth Social. That's Donald Trump, President Trump's platform. And look, I'll tell you right now, President Trump and his family, they look, pardon my tangent, they stuck up for our country. Look at what they did for our jobs, for our economy. Gas was $1.87. There wasn't food crisis. There wasn't depopulation issues. I realized that Donald Trump probably got duped or played regarding this quote-unquote vaccine. I'm not saying we need to forgive him, because none of us are perfect, but we don't know what goes on behind closed doors, and maybe he's being threatened and his attorneys are saying he has to hold this position, this posture on these vaccines because of the way things are right now with timing. I don't know. I don't know. But I know that Trump has been sticking up for the little people. He lost billions of dollars as president. He didn't take, I think his salary was like a dollar. He's fought the deep state with all these treaties and all this stuff. He's got us out of a lot of stuff. It's very obvious to see where we were with President Trump and where we are now with an installed phony leader. I mean, 20 million Americans have been proven to be under surveillance by the deep state. Look at what Trump did for us versus what's happening now. Tyranny, authoritarian, dictatorship, Nazism. That's what we're living with right now. Fascism, which is the combined big corporations and the state. All right, I got to move on, folks, here. I wish I had more time. I apologize for that. Biden's student loan bailout to $20,000 per person. The price, I've read several articles on this, people, between $300 billion to $1 trillion price tag. Who's paying for it? All you people that's listening. Next, whistleblower revealed bots comprised the majority of Twitter users, confirming Elon Musk's suspicion. Look, it's all brainwashing. It's all bots. It's paid, bought and paid for trolls. They sell narratives. That's all it's about. Next, memos leak. Biden White House of office heavily involved in Trump raid, and heavily involved is in quotes. Biden regime to send another $3 billion in aid to Ukraine, plus your guns, of course. Think about this. We've probably sent somewhere in the neighborhood of $100 billion. That's on the books. Who knows what's off the books? This is what you do when you hide crimes, people. Next, American cities run by Democrats see a 50% decline in activity. That's 50, 5-0. People are fleeing. This mass exodus has been going on for very heavy the last 2 years. New York Times op-ed calls for abolishing the Constitution. This is what you do when you bring in tyranny and you consolidate power, money, and control. The Constitution offers rule of law, restitution, due process for the little people. You get rid of the Constitution, first of all, it's illegal. This is why I blame judges, lawyers, politicians, and bankers and all this. This is why they use divide and conquer strategies for different rules, laws, and accountability based on what group you're in. Next, it was abusive and exploitive. Katie Hobbs, former campaign staffers who resigned in mass exodus, questioned whether she deserved to be governor. Think about that, folks. Katie Hobbs, who's the Secretary of State in charge of the voting integrity in Arizona, who doesn't even want to debate her opponent, Carrie Lake. Can you imagine that? She just wants to hide in the basement and use the rigging and stealing of election fraud to win. Wow. Wow, that's all I can say. Cash Patel, the entire raid on Mar-a-Lago was to prevent the disclosure of declassified Russiagate documents that implicate the FBI. Who's doing their job, folks? In our government organizations and institutions. Who? I can't come up with anybody. Next, FBI Mar-a-Lago warrant had no legal basis, says constitutional lawyers. No legal basis. Next, John Solomon, former FBI members say the affidavit did not meet the standard. We have no more standards. We have no more qualifications. We just sell narratives by posers, pedos, phonies, sellouts, and traitors who call themselves leaders. Next, whistleblowers claims FBI leadership told Bureau employees not to look at Hunter Biden's laptop from hell. Not to look. Don't say there's good FBI agents. Don't say there's good teachers. Don't say there's good this or there's good that. If you don't come out publicly and put your country before your paycheck, your pension, and your benefit package. Next, FBI agent pleads guilty to destroying evidence to frame pro-Trump political prisoners. This is like a Twilight Zone episode, folks. Lindsey Graham, there'll be riots in the street if Trump is indicted. Lindsey Graham is a rhino coward. Coward. He's either bought and paid for or blackmailed. Why are they putting this information out? It's everywhere. Why did Lindsey Graham say this? Because they want to create riots. They want chaos. They want infighting. They want race wars. They want civil wars. They don't care how they get it. And they don't care if they put Antifa in mega hats or Blantifa. They don't care. They are going to do everything possible to hide their crimes and create chaos, infighting, and wars. Next, Biden rally in a small high school gym looks produced based on his prior rallies, participants likely bust in or bought and paid for. Have you seen a Biden rally versus a Trump rally, folks? That's how stupid they think we are. Next, Pete Clownworth, now they're shifting the blame for the rushed vax onto President Trump. Look, it was very obvious. I just talked about that. Poll. 59% believe Joe Biden could release cognitive tests, should release cognitive tests. Do you think it's going to be accurate when a cognitive test is released? It's only going to be accurate if they want to get rid of them, and it's going to show negative results. Everything's fixed, folks. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Achievements, Willis. Rich, back to you.
I appreciate it. I'm going to mention, rip off a few here, and Vince, I'll give you the last 2 seconds. Liz Warren slams Powell, says rate hikes will push millions of people out of work. Look, this is what they want. Less work, less food, less control of your life, and you get to be recruited to be a mercenary or whatever. This is what they want. She got her jobs being Pocahontas of Balayawatha tribe. She didn't earn her jobs. She said she was American Indian for years. She's a joke, like Liz Cheney. Now she says she's going to campaign for Democrats in the midterms. That's called being a traitor, a sellout. When you're born on third base and you didn't earn your job and you get everything given to you, this is what you do. You have two, second grade, fifth grade temper tantrums, and you prove your true colors at what a traitor you are. What a rhino you are. What a sellout you are. Tucker Carlson mocks Trudeau for awarding tax dollars to people based on the basis of sexual preference. You can't make this stuff up, people. Poll, 79% said Trump would have won in 2020 if voters knew about Hunter's laptop. I'll be honest with you, folks. It's been proven that he won. It's been proven many times because little old me gave over 2,000 pieces of election fraud, voter fraud, and foreign interference information. In other words, published articles on the public domain that's been vetted. Next. Let me just remind you of the one article from Matt Gaetz. His quote, every element of our government is weaponized against us. Look at what I just rattled off to you. And if you want to send your kids to school, off-campus housing at UC Berkeley prohibits white people from common areas. Only dark-skinned colored people allow. Look, this is part of the divide-and-conquer strategy. They want a race war. They want a civil war. They want chaos bad, and they're manufacturing it. Next, institutional racism. University of Pennsylvania eliminates the MCAT requirement for non-white medical students. It does not matter. There's no standards. There's no qualifications. Hard work, effort, proven results mean nothing. Nothing matters anymore. Occult and globalist Pennsylvania High School to host after-school Satan class. club. Vince, I'm going to stop here and give you the last word for the last 2 seconds here, and I appreciate you allowing me to do this. But would you, 20 years ago, if we met, if I mentioned these articles, most of them in the U.S., on what's happening today, you would kick me out of your house because you would think I was mentally retarded. Isn't this hard to believe this is happening today in our country?
You know, even that is a term that seems to be banned, mentally retarded. We can't use the word retarded anymore. I'm going to, and I use it here at the forum. But you said something that, first of all, to answer your question, it'd be hard to believe 20 years ago that we would be here. My father said we were going to be here. My father told me in the 1970s that a black man will be president and that will be the end of the country. Well, here we are. A black man was president for 8 years, 2 terms, and he trained Joe Biden. And now we have Joe Biden. So we have the 1-2 punch. Now, I don't believe my dad said this because it was racist. I think he got that information from somewhere. And he had a black, very, very dear friend who was black, and he was a U.S. Army general. Maybe that's where he got it from. I don't know for sure. But here's what I was talking about in the very beginning of today's class. I said that Wednesday and Thursday we'd be discussing something that was really difficult to discuss, something that is unthinkable. And you mentioned that Senator Lindsey Graham warned of riots in the streets if Donald Trump were to be indicted. That's what we're going to talk about. What we're talking about is what happens if there's riots in the streets. It's happened before in the United States. It's happened in many countries. And I believe it's going to happen again. And whether that's the trigger or not, I believe rioting in the streets is coming. And I talked with some dear friends back on the East Coast back in the 1980s. And in the 1960s, there were race riots across the cities in the United States. Watts, Chicago, Philadelphia, and other cities. The National Guard troops were armed and on the corners. And my friend was on his roof along with his neighbors. They were on their roofs with rifles. Because if the rioters were going to come down their streets to where they lived, they were going to kill them. The guys on the roofs were going to kill them. This is really bad. And I had a dear friend who's no longer alive who went to Washington, D.C. January 6th because he had to go. Don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. Rich, thank you so much.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.